Thanks for coming to the hashtag I'm Mom So Hard
podcast. Are we podcasting?
I'm going to tell you right now.
We're talking about a real easy go-to thing for us this week.
The Super Bowl.
We're so excited.
We're going to talk about the Super Bowl.
Taylor's version.
Yeah, baby.
That's right. And so if you don't like Taylor, you should probably not like us because we are huge fans.
First of all, if you don't like Taylor, then
What's wrong with you?
Well,
you don't have to like her music, but you can be like, she's a decent human.
That's what I say, because yeah. I can understand why someone might think there's a little bit of overexposure, or that maybe you're just a little tired.
I'm getting there. I get it. No.
And by the way, all she's done is made young girls feel like their feelings and their thoughts
matter,
could be turned into music.
Yep.
And she has been a good role model. So whenever you're starting to get a little critical of Taylor, start asking yourself why.
And when you're getting critical, you can fuck the hell off too.
Yeah, because we love her. I'm a big fan.
Yeah,
and I will admit,
I'm not that drunk.
Taylor Swift, if she were sitting here, would be like, I feel overexposed. I don't want.
Oh my God, for sure she does. But she's so gracious and still so like patient about all of it. But this is what I really love about Taylor is when you enter into someone's life as like a relationship, a whatever, like Taylor is not obligated to keep your secrets. She's not obligated to make your relationship her secret. So if she makes that a part of her fucking art, you signed up for it, Jake Gyllenhaal or whatever your last name is.
Is that the guy? Is that the...
The red scarf guy?
Yeah, I get him. Oh, God. Yes.
I think so. Let's go back to the Super Bowl, though.
Okay.
So we all watched it because you know what? It was the literally most watched thing on television ever.
Can we just agree right now? It was the most exciting Super Bowl that I've ever seen in my life. And I remember the 85 Super Bowl with the fridge Perry.
Was it 84?
It was 85.
Okay. It was Super Bowl Shuffle? Yeah.
Yeah.
With the Bears?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
That's
yeah.
when I was like,
that's the one I go back to all the time.
Yeah, me too.
Too.
And this was the most exciting Super Bowl. But I don't think what I was feeling, because I was rooting for the Kansas City Chiefs, obviously, because.
Yeah.
But I was so invested for so many, many reasons, but I felt like this was, I was not enjoying myself. I was like, get it fucking together, the Chiefs. And I was starting to lose my shit.
Okay, so I will say it wasn't an exciting game until like the last quarter, and
right?
Then overtime. Like I was saying to people like, well, this is pretty boring, right? Like not much is happening. Like
well,
it was,
I'll tell you what was happening in my world.
No, I know it was happening in your pants, and I don't need...
You need to calm down. That is not... Two things. One, my son had some friends over that he wanted to get to be better friends with from his school.
Talk about a boner kill right there.
So I didn't go to Jen's. I was like, I'm going to do this like pseudo second birthday party with Finn and a bunch of his buddies.
Sometimes you got to do the right thing and parent, right?
Here's the thing.
Even though you want to have fun.
My mom was in town, and 13-year-olds were in my kitchen. And I'll tell you this, that doesn't make for a good time. My mom and 6 13-year-olds, she's a former middle school teacher. It was literally, they ate so much food so fast. I was so stressed out.
She was graphing sentences with
them. She was not happy. She was like, get up. It's the national anthem. And I was like,
ooh, she made him get up. Oh,
are you joking? And then one of them started messing around. She goes, you stop talking. It is the national anthem. And I was like, Jesus.
Okay, that's the Nebraska in me, because whenever I'm at the school and they start doing the pledge, I turn and I start 100%. Doing the pledge, and everybody else is like talking and stuff, and I'm like, well, I don't know any better.
So then I was like, why am I not at Jen's? This would be way more fun. And I was watching the game, and I was like, my butthole was like, the whole time I was like on pins and needles.
Why?
And then
because you wanted
to think why? Because the Kansas City Chiefs were a disaster in the first half.
Yeah.
They were coming apart. They're coming apart at the seams. And I'm just going to, let's talk about the thing. Let's talk about it right now.
Okay. If you haven't ever met us before, we love Travis Kelce. We love Taylor Swift.
I like Jason Kelce more, but that's all right.
I do, you know, oh God, I got a lot
when
to say about
up,
that
I do too.
Too. Okay.
But I do too.
We've been,
let's categorize this. I'm going to follow
are,
you.
Sexual spark has been reignited by the love story that is Travis and Taylor. since day one, we have been invested. And I tell you what, we didn't even know she was dating that guy. For 5 years, she dated that British actor, Joe Alwyn or whatever. Exactly. You don't even know who that is?
I don't even know what we're talking about.
They kept it secret. Who she dated before Travis.
What?
All through quarantine for 5 years.
She dated Travis Kelce?
No, 28 to 32. She dated this guy named Joe Alwyn.
Oh, Taylor.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I do.
Travis did not date a guy named Joe Alwyn. That is literally what her brain was trying to figure out right now, you guys.
Okay.
Okay, so she dated that guy.
No, I know about that guy.
I give zero shits.
Unimpressed.
She starts dating like a down-home...
Travis Kelce.
Yeah, just like a dude who is...
Hot guy, football team.
Got a sense of humor about himself.
Wears flashy clothes. I'm on the fence about that.
You know what? I had this conversation with my husband where he goes, he dresses like such a doofus. It's ridiculous. That's it's insane. Not the word but he I goes, would use. If I, he, my husband goes, if I had that money in that life, I was that age, I would dress worse than him. And I go, Britt, I have never related to anyone any more in my life than the way that Travis Kelce dresses.
Why?
I love it so fucking much. Like everything that he wears is something that I would wear if I were a dude. I love it.
I love that you love much. It. I don't like it. I like what Jason Kelce wears. I like that Jason.
Like flip flaps and a sweatsuit?
Yes. I love that he showed up dressed like the guy from The Hangover.
No, he didn't. It was Photoshopped.
I don't give a shit.
No. Fine. He didn't. I sent it to you and I even said this is Photoshopped.
Wrestler outfit. You can't deny that.
Okay.
With overalls.
You're jumping ahead, Kristen, because listen to this.
Sorry.
Okay.
We
will get to the wrestler thing, but okay.
I have so many thoughts on this experience.
We've been talking. If you've listened to the podcast, you know that we made the prediction. It will be the most watched Super Bowl of all time.
Why are we not so famous? Because we made the prediction first. We were first.
In our insular world, it was us. I don't know if somebody.
It is not. We predicted Travis and Taylor, and we predicted this Super Bowl and what was going to happen. Why is no one giving us big money deals?
So we talked before about the Taylor effect, about how, like, just in Los Angeles alone, she stimulated the economy $500 million. Yeah. She
single-handedly, I was like, here's the thing. She gets my you feeling getting young laid again. Because there's an adjacent part of me that's like, you're like Jason Kelce. So it's like a three lily pad jump where I'm like Taylor's dating Travis.
Yep.
Travis is... brothers with Jason. Jason kind of looks like my husband. Now my husband has sex.
I have dreams about them like all the time. It's so embarrassing. But so like...
I know.
It's the Taylor effect. Fine. It is a deal. So there are all these like beautiful stories online where dads... So in Kansas City, you guys, that's where we're from. We're 3 hours away.
Yeah, Kansas City is where you go to like rich people vacation.
Absolutely. Like Nebraska it's touches Kansas.
Yeah.
Like these are, it's probably Kansas City, Missouri, just to not upset anybody.
Yeah. But remember when I said that at a show and I was like,
people were like,
Kansas, and they were like, fuck off, you're in the wrong place.
But like, you know, all my family's from like my mom's side, they're all like Kansas, Missouri,
yeah, man.
Arkansas, Oklahoma.
Kansas City's so fun. It's best barbecue, best people, good shopping. It's a great city. It's good
people. And you have all these like diehard Chiefs fans, like dads who have been watching football in the basement alone for the last 13 years.
So true.
Who now have their daughter and her 8 friends over watching the game and cheering for the Chiefs. For the first time ever. And the dads could not be happier to have this time shared with them. And I think it is like magical.
I think it is too. I think, okay, so here's some really fun stats.
Okay.
There's been an increase in women joining fantasy football teams.
Okay.
There's been what was the percentage increase of fans, of female fans for watching the NFL?
30%.
30%. Just think about if you're going to gripe that Taylor Swift, they cut to her too many times with the camera. I would like you to think about if you are a business owner, what it looks like if you have a year with a 30% increase.
30% more women coming into your business. Let me explain
that
to
you. That means you're going on a vacation that you've never gone on before simply because Taylor Swift is going your stadium.
Think so about
don't it. Don't be mad at her. Hey, you say, welcome, my friend.
Think about this, dudes. 30% more pussy coming into your life, man. You can't be happy about that. I love, there's this tweet. I wish I could give the person credit who said, like, Taylor was only shown during the Super Bowl for 54 seconds. Leave it to a man to think that's a long time.
Yeah, right? Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Broflake.
I mean, what, like, the amp up of figuring out if she could make it from Tokyo to the Super Bowl gave me life for 24 hours.
Honestly, I've never been so nervous or excited about anything. I had three
laptops open.
We were just wanted love to happen. It was
the first time I ever got like a long division problem right. I was like, okay, she leaves the station at 8. She lands. And I'm doing math.
She lands. She hasn't seen him yet. When they meet on the field after the win, it was like Grease. It was like the movie Grease. Like, it was like, what's up, stud? Like, it was.
Stop. I got chills and they're multiplying.
No, I know. And I'm losing control. Because the pop. It was electric.
The lead up to them getting on the field. Everybody got done with the game because I had, like, you know, the 13-year-olds that were, like, not paying attention. Everybody, the game is over and I was like, everybody sit down. The best part is about to happen.
Yeah.
And Finn's like, he's gonna get the trophy. I'm like, no, Travis and Taylor are gonna kiss. And he's like, Mom, God, just be done with this. You don't even know love yet.
Okay,
you turned 13. That number's gonna matter to you.
I was hosting, so people are like, I have a lot to say about food after this party too, by the way. But we can get to that. But I was very excited coming in, going out. We had, you know, TVs outside, multiple rooms and whatnot. And I was like, have they shown Taylor yet? People are like, no, they're being really conservative. I think they're going to wait for Travis to do something and show like her reaction or whatever. Like about end of the second quarter, they finally showed her and they showed her with Blake Lively. And I fell to my knees because more than I love Taylor Swift, I love Blake Lively. And I confess to a
her
room
outfit.
Of people whose children go to school with my children. I will leave my husband for Blake Lively. She gives me the go-ahead, and it's done.
She's your girl?
I think she's my girl. I really do. I think I love Blake. I think I love
her. You love her?
I think I do. Because she's so cool and, like, so funny and, like, down to earth. And I love her style, and she's, like, a good mom. Oh, my God.
She has incredible style.
No, actually, maybe I just want to be her. I might just want to be her. It
gets confusing. I know there's a fine line between because be her, be with her.
I'm more sexually attracted to her husband. However, I'm not saying I would say no to her.
I'm just saying invite me over and let's get fast and loose.
Let's just see what happens.
Let's see
where the chemistry falls. Look, man, let's
hang out together. She doesn't drink. I drink.
She does too drink.
No, she doesn't.
I think she was at the game.
It was fake drinks.
What? They were slamming drinks.
I hope she does because I think it's lame. Taylor was drinking.
I think they were doing that game where every time that they show Taylor, you slam a drink because they showed her slamming a drink.
Taylor deserves to get hammered.
Because she works so hard.
Okay, but can I just say this? Okay.
We're all over the place.
No, yeah. I'm going to take it to the thing that everybody wants to talk about. I was really, really upset when Travis yelled at Coach Reed.
Okay, so I didn't see it during the game. I saw it after. And I was bothered by it. We texted about it. Well, Kristen and I texted about it because we had to get all of our feels out about it.
Here's what upset me. I felt robbed of how excited I was for those two to see each other. And he took it away a little bit. I'll be honest. Like, I know that everybody is sort of moved past this. But I felt like in that moment of him being a temperamental shithead, I felt like, oh man, like the world stage is watching you. How can you not know that? And this coach that you know and love, like you put your hands on him and you yelled at him and everybody's watching you. And now I'm fucking mad at you. And now this kiss on the field is gonna feel different.
Oh, Kristen.
Yo, Jen.
This is like your favorite thing to talk about. It's steaks for a buck.
Oh, nothing makes me happier than that.
Literally. You guys, a dollar means something again, right? With every plate, if you have a buck, you can get a dollar steak for life. You simply add a 10-ounce ranch steak to your weekly order for just $1 per box while your subscription is active. Now that's raising the steaks for dinner.
Stop, you love, Jenny.
You love puns.
Look, if you're looking to budget your food expenses this February, yes, save big and eat great with America's Best Value Meal Kit. Their meals are cheaper than your average fast casual meal. So ditch the takeout, save your money, and enjoy fresh, satisfying meals. And they're the easiest way to eat affordably.
Every plate is sustainable, okay? Every plate offsets 100% of their delivery emissions, and their meals have a 31% lower carbon footprint on average than most supermarket meals of the same portion. Plus, nearly all packaging materials are curbside recyclable in most areas of the U.S. I love that. You love that.
I do love that.
You're so into recycling.
I am.
You have better things to worry about than what's for dinner. Every plate provides plenty of delicious varieties with 26 tasty and affordable recipes, and they change every week. So you get to pick and choose. It's so wonderful.
Get a meal starting at $1.49 plus $1 steaks for life by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering code 49MOMSOHARD. Subscription must be active to qualify and redeem $1 steak.
Get started with Every Plate starting at just $1.49 per meal plus $1 steaks for life by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering code 49MOMSOHARD. Subscription must be active to qualify and redeem $1 steak. Get in there now, ladies. Okay, so I will say I don't think he meant to bump him. I think that was spatial thing.
I have a spin for this that's going to surprise you.
I do too. I think this is going to surprise you because I hate violent language. I don't like people yelling. I feel like you wouldn't yell at me if you're a cop so you can control it, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't like the excuses, all of that kind of stuff. I think that in the world of football, that happens all the time.
Sure.
I think it was a big deal to us because it's the first time we saw a man do it and we went, what if he was dating our daughter or our
friend,
sister
Taylor
or our
Swift?
Friend.
Is that who gets that? Does Taylor get that?
We thought of it like it's different when
math.
You know who that could also be directed at, and that's scary. I don't think he is a guy who yells at women. I will say that. I think that is behavior for the football field. I don't think he tackles people that take his space in a parking lot. I think you can compartmentalize those parts of your life. I do think there are people who don't. I've been very disappointed, like Ray Rice. I was super disappointed by him because I was a big fan. He played for the Ravens and then he was physically abusive with his girlfriend. I don't think that's Travis. I do not think
that
is.
I don't either, but No, but I think this is an interesting conversation because what I think Travis is a very athletic, very privileged, coddled baby who had a big old temper tantrum and the world got to see it.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Women or anybody who feels scared by that, they don't know the difference between a temper tantrum and real rage. And while Andy Reid does, like Travis misstepped, and I thought it was embarrassing for him. And like,
I do too.
He doesn't even know. Taylor Swift can't blow her nose without judgment. And yet, this guy gets a little bit of extra camera time and he can't get his shit together during a game that he plays all the time. I just felt like it was a little inexcusable. And the thing that I think I felt more upset by is like his lack of acknowledgement after. Like, yes, we wanted to see you and Taylor kiss and we wanted to see like all of this. It could have been handled so differently where he would just have been like, oh man, I feel so bad that I got so mad on the side. I wish I wouldn't have been so mad. We would have all been like, yeah, we get it. You were playing this game with so much pressure. But the fact that like Jason, his brother, shepherded the conversation during a podcast that felt very like maneuvered, I was bothered. I was like, how about this, Travis? Grow the fuck up. Own that you said something wrong. Say it in a very natural way because this like weird speak that you have bugs me already. Like I was bugged by the way he talks. I'm bugged by the way he talks. Like I think many people
It sounded like a PR thing.
It seemed like a PR thing, but also he's like the way he talks, he's like, yo, Trev, he's like, yo, Taylor, was it electric? I'm like, if some fucking guy I was dating asked me if it was electric, I'd want to fucking barf. But I
think we're too old. Like, that might just be the speak, might, though. I don't know.
Like, authenticity is authenticity. And I just feel like Jason Kelce gets the fucking get. And Travis is somebody that Jason has been standing in front of, sort of defending and helping his whole fucking life. Because Travis is a temperamental child sometimes. And I thought that was really came out on the sidelines. And I was like, meanwhile, Coach Reed, who is an NFL fucking coach, should have turned and slapped that fucker or been like, you're fucking sitting the bench.
He's used
coach
to it.
Coach the fuck up then.
He's so used to it.
That's- I think used to it and accepting it are two different. Like, if Coach Reed would have done something disciplinarian, I would have enjoyed that.
I'm not making a hero out of him, but I think this is
He likes it. He likes the heat.
No. Not that even. I don't want to say like, oh, he unintentionally stepped in, you know, roses that turned to shit. Let me just say, I have seen so, like, my husband's, both of us, we're the big, our husbands are the biggest football fans ever.
Yes.
You have seen so much worse behavior on the field and on the sideline that you didn't even track it. You weren't paying attention. Because you were worried about your girl. You just tracked
But doesn't that mean that's the right thing to do?
Absolutely.
But we never did that before.
It's a big ass wake up call to all of us. Because it's like, it's making us question, like, it's violent behavior. It's threatening. But I'm not making an excuse.
I don't think Travis is violent.
I don't.
And I think he would, he puts roses out for her.
I think men need to hear this. And my husband, who is
Three that are listening, get ready.
All right. And we're counting you, Trey as one of them. So, yeah.
And we know one of them has a boyfriend because we love him and met him in what city with his mom? It was
Is what you don't know. You yelling is an overtaking of the situation. It is violence and it's a show of dominance. And you cannot do it because we will never be equal. Like, the genders don't ever get to be equal as long as you can hurt me. And that's always the, like, thread that's in the background of things. Yeah. So when
it's
you,
also the thread when in the thing see, that we like, where we're like, I'm being protected.
There's you like the protection part, but for sure, the like...
There, it goes hand in hand.
Jerry Reed is older. He got knocked over a little bit.
Or Reed. Oh, Coach. Andy Reed?
Andy
is it
Reed?
Andy?
Jerry?
Just
you know
say
what?
Coach Reed.
Reed. I don't know what
it is. We've had one.
So whatever his name is, he's used to it. But he was overpowered. And any time that somebody like can overpower you in a situation is not good and it's not fair and it's animal and it's not using your intelligence.
There were two moments, there were two people there that we were like worried about. In a moment when Travis misstepped, we looked at, would you talk to Taylor, our girl, like that? Or would you talk to Coach Reed like that? Like, these are two examples of people that should be people we think about when somebody gets that mad. They should be like, who's getting the other end of that?
I even have less worry for the coach because they talk like shit to players. They yell at them like drill sergeants.
Of course, but I think there were some comments on our Instagram. They were like, how can you guys ignore Travis yelling at Coach Reed? And it did take me a little bit to figure out how I felt about it. And I think I would have understood how he felt on the sidelines because it was the Super Bowl. And I am not a dude, but I run high on testosterone, shockingly. But I understand what it feels like to get so competitive that you lose yourself and you get pissed off and like,
or he wasn't listening,
right?
And yeah,
but
and it's loud down there too.
My bigger issue was his lack of correction after the fact. Yeah. I felt like he was too quick to say like, "Oh, Coach Reed and I, we have this really good relationship."
I don't like that. Good.
I was like, fucking talk for him. You apologize. Just fucking say
no.
You're fucking sorry.
I think, and Kristen and I were texting about this, and it did bug me the way that he was talking about it.
It was weird.
I don't think that, because he's going to kill me, but my husband, I've told you this story about how my husband is like such a New Yorker and you yell at other drivers.
Yeah.
And he was in a parking lot and he yelled at this woman, probably didn't even know it was a woman until she like rolled down the window or whatever. Yeah. And she said, do you talk to your wife like that? And he was
stunned.
He was sorry. He felt terrible. He was disgusted. He was like, oh my God, no, I wouldn't. I would never in a million years.
I'm going to take my shit out so, on the Trader Joe's parking lot, yo, like a regular person.
I think we do that. I think like people like get in their head, like this is a different situation or whatever. And I also, I hope and I pray to God that if he was ever too rageful or protective or like limiting of Taylor or demanding of her, that she would be like, fucking out, man.
Yeah,
I'm
bitch.
Getting on my jet, one of my three yeah. jets, and I'm out of here, dude.
That's a very strong point, because I think the thing that makes him different than all of the people that she's been with is I feel like he would be the guy that would roll up in his own Suburban to pick her up at the airport and wouldn't need a staff of
God,
people.
Oh, my God, yes.
You know what I mean?
He feels very
real. And you can only be that way if there's this other side yes. of you. Now, with that being said, I would also say this. Temper tantrums and highly adrenalized men get a pass sometimes, too. Like, there is behavior sure. that comes from that, and we're watching a Super Bowl.
And I think most men are okay around other doing men, it at some point.
Around
and
they, other men like, are different.
I'm sure she dated like Calvin Harris or whatever. I'm sure had some disgusting moment like that, but it just wasn't on TV.
Maybe we get that version of him on the field and then he's like really even keel. Because when you see him in the podcast, he's such a delightfully soft-spoken man.
Yes.
But I'm not trying to villainize him. I think it's a good conversation to have because
totally.
I'll tell you.
It's fair. We're being dishonest if we don't
fair.
Have it.
It's fucking fair. When my husband and I had Finn and Eleanor, we had moved to our first little house. We needed a daycare. And we found a daycare because there was a sign on a wall that said, we're a daycare. And I called it. I go, can my kids come to you? Like, we did not do the thing that is the typical LA thing where you, like, interview.
Do you need
like,
a tour? Nope.
I was like, nope.
Can you take cash
American
style?
Yep. They don't. Most of them don't have lice. There's probably 50% of them that don't have lice. So I brought my kids over, and I met them and whatever. And there was one babysitter there that would open the daycare, and she was really fucking annoying because you would ring the bell, and I'm not joking, she would take 10 minutes to come open the door.
Not in the morning, you don't do that, lady.
In the morning. It was very stressful. We have a baby and we have a toddler and we are moving into a new house and things are very stressful. And my husband is 6'3", 240, big, right? Mm-hmm. And I love my husband, but he is a big temperamental baby. I love him, but that guy is on the verge of tears all the time. Right before rage, as he rages, 2 seconds later,
we all are.
He's crying.
We all are. That's Which, where we're all at.
It took me a second, but like when he gets mad, and because he's big, it is not anybody's business to know the difference between a temper tantrum.
No, nope. You're a big, scary guy. Anger. No matter what
scary
you do,
yep. is scary.
Yep.
So we took our daughter and son to the daycare, and the girl takes 10 minutes to answer the door. Who the fuck knows why, but it's super aggravating. I had been there and been frustrated and been mad, and it was received very differently. But Colin got upset, and they were like, this guy's intimidating. And I go, Colin, you don't get to get so mad.
Nope.
You just don't, because she is 4'11" and you are 6'4".
Yeah.
And by that math alone.
Read the room.
You read the room. It's a short room.
Yeah.
Like, get your shit together and fucking take it down 40 notches. Now,
yeah.
If I puff up and I'm 5'8" and she's 4'11", it's still not great, but it's different. It's received yeah. differently. And because we're both
she
women.
She knows your go-to is not going to be to hurt her, but she's going to wonder.
But
if
her
you're...
go-to might be to hurt me because she was like shifty and very, very muscular.
You know, you're short like me, you guys.
That's what I'm going to say. But it would be a fair fight. So
yeah.
I think that what happens is when you see this kind of behavior, you're like, where does that behavior show itself in other ways? And why should a woman have to be able to determine what is safe or unsafe? Like, are we like, oh, well, you know what? There's a group of dudes walking down the street and I'm a girl by myself. I'm just going to go ahead and walk by them and just take a chance. Or could you just cross the street and maybe hurt a group of eight guys, hurt their feelings? just because, you know what? I'm going to keep myself safe. That girl should cross that fucking street.
I think it is fair within the sexes to say things like, Kristen and I all the time, we do this where we're like backstage, like getting ready to go on stage, and we'll like flap each other's boobs or like totally, do some kind of like nip check or whatever, just being funny. A man doing that is not okay. A man doing that to a woman is so not okay.
But they do that, like, shit. They ass grab and like,
But that's what I'm saying is like,
it's different.
If within the genders and the roles, because I don't think, like, you see football players going to, like, fight each other, like, really aggressively shove each other on the field when it's happening. You don't bat an eye. You say,
well,
it's getting a little chippy out there, but nobody's...
But no one's asserting that there's a woman on the other side of that conversation. You said it best, because he's dating our girl, and our girl's bigger than football.
Yeah. What I hope is that you can keep those things, because I would never walk up to a guy before a show and be like, how's your wiener? You know, tap, tap, tap or whatever. Be like, put that away like I would to your boobs or whatever. Because there's this like comfortableness that you feel with somebody that you know is your equal.
Which might argue he would feel with his coach.
Exactly. And I hope that that is the case.
It is.
Because I don't think that my husband, I know. He does not talk to me the way he talks to his guy friends.
It of course is not.
That's so different.
Because it's manners.
So I'm not worried about what happened with Travis and Taylor, but I do think it's good for men to know that they're being watched.
Yeah,
and
man.
Women are like, that might be a red flag, because some guys, they can't control it to just the field, or they can't control it to just their guy friends. They are going to get in a woman's face, and it's not fucking right.
Well, and also, again, he's playing a professional sport. It's football. It's all dudes. He's tackling other guys. Like, his, you know, he was raised right. He's got a, you know, whatever. But I guess my bigger thought was like, I wish he would have handled it better in the post. Like, so a little bit of humility and a little bit of sincerity would have gone a long way. And I think
what do you think he could have said or should have said? Because I don't know what he should have said.
I think he should have said what his brother said for him, which I think is bullshit that his brother said it. I don't think Jason Kelce should be the one talking. I think Travis Kelce should be the one talking. I think that Jason Kelce is a far more elevated, eloquent, emotionally stable person. And Travis Kelce is a little bit of a bro. And I think part of that comes from being a father. He's got three fucking girls.
He's got girls.
That's... And he's got Kylie, who's a fucking baller ass, 6 foot tall, beautiful woman, and he adores her. And that motherfucker, Jason Kelce, is a dominant motherfucking machine on the field. So they can be both.
She's masturbating right now.
Oh my God, so much.
Honestly, so
much. Rubbing myself on this seat.
That is my grandmother's share.
Ugh. I'm just saying, I didn't like that Jason shepherded. I felt like Travis should be a big boy and say, you know what? This night meant so much to me. I got to see Taylor. She flew across the world for me. Everything was great. I wish I could take back that moment when I got too mad at Coach. Like, be a little bit, like, be so soft. Soften. Don't be making a PR thing. Just say the fucking thing. Even Mahomes is good at it. Like,
he said all of the things, like, about Taylor that you wanted to hear. I just don't know if, I don't know what he could have said that would have made me feel better about, and his approach or his honest, I have to assume he's being honest, was to be like, it wasn't a big deal. He understood it wasn't a big deal, and I understood it wasn't a big deal. But Travis doesn't know. He needs to make all of us
who
are looking out for
a
woman that it really wasn't a thing to worry about, because all of us are like kind of worried about it.
Well, I don't know that
he does all the right stuff. Like, afterwards, there's this after party.
Oh my God. He's singing. Let's talk about that. Let's take this big thing away and just say.
All he does is brag about that, his fucking girlfriend.
And also, Taylor has said she's never felt like she's living more of a romantic experience than she is having right now. So for her,
that guy is,
that, I say, Travis, well done.
Like, Travis was excited about winning the Super Bowl, but I don't know that he was more excited about winning the Super Bowl than he was to sing her song to her,
which was the
in
most
fucking Vegas
delightful thing. And then cut to Jason wearing a wrestling.
Oh my God, you know where he got the Mexican wrestling match? The mask, he found it on the floor of a nightclub. And
I married that guy. Is who I'm attracted
Kristen,
to.
Kristen, when I, okay. So fucking hot. I watched the part of the podcast where the clip where they were like, Travis goes, did you wash it off? He goes, fuck no, man. I just put it on. I found it on the floor
of
the dance floor. And I put it on and I was like, he is Kristen's husband. Because Colin would do that. And you know what he said too? Jason goes, I'm going to get pink eye.
Yeah.
I'm going to get pink eye from that mask. Yeah. I was like,
that's us.
That is absolutely your husband. It was incredible. Like, this is what I think. I think they're like passionate, good people.
I agree. Really do. I did not mean to like attack him. I think it's a good thing to talk about because it really is like bringing eyes to these behaviors.
No, Kristen, you're really good at this. You're really good at like saying, I know what the big picture is, but here's what my feelings are, and this is what they lead me to. And you are 100% honest about no matter how much I want to fuck Travis Kelce.
Yeah. He's so more your speed than mine, which is great, which has always been the way.
Look at her backpedaling.
More.
She hasn't said no, you guys. Notice she hasn't said no. No matter how attractive she finds him,
she
also is like seeing red flags and is willing to like talk about them, which I think is important.
I love their thing. And I think that us having a modern day love story in front of us unfold is good for everybody.
Oh my God.
It's not just this small little thing. It's a big thing.
There is a clip of like he's getting talked to by people on the field and she can't. Her like
dorkiness.
The subtext that is going on.
She's
like, I think she is staring at his crotch for a solid like 15 seconds. She's just looking at his body the entire time.
It is
the hottest thing ever. Like their chemistry, their attraction, their like it makes you feel young again. It is the best thing ever.
And also, I love that they're in their 30s because you know that banging is good.
So she's like, it's intelligent. It's informed banging.
Quit it with that. I don't need any of that. I know exactly what I like.
It's the energy plus it's enthusiasm plus experience. It's the best.
It's the best. It is nobody writes Harlequin romances about 22-year-olds because they're like falling down a mountain just trying to put it in something.
Absolutely.
But goddamn 2 34-year-olds are like, let's go fencing. They know exactly where that sword goes. They're
absolutely.
Like, I'm gonna fucking get some points now.
Oh my God. Your helmet. Hold on, I just need to think about it for a second.
I'm just saying, I think she's having the best sex of her life.
I think she is too. I think she deserves it.
But we're looking out for her. That's why we got to go to the fucking wedding.
I think what I like about him for her.
We're such assholes. Everyone's like, get a life. We're like, we're trying, man.
Well, for one, somebody messaged us and was like, she's a witch. And I was like, is that bad?
I don't know if you want to sell her more to us.
I don't know. If I was ever on the fence, now I'm convinced that I love her. But like, I just sort of feel like she's what we, like what they have is what we all dream of. Is like, he has everything, but he's most excited about having her.
Yeah.
That's romance.
They're like looking across the club and there's a million people to choose from, but you see that one person and he's like throwing.
It's you and me.
It's you and me. And you know that we're going to dance for another 45 minutes simply so that my crotch can explode.
Oh my God. It's like, honestly, you want them at your wedding reception because
everybody will bang.
They will shut down the dance floor too. They will be up dancing, sweaty till 2 a.m.
But if people don't. If a random couple doesn't hook up at your wedding, was it ever a marriage?
No.
That's what you need.
There's not enough tension.
I felt like I was fairly disappointed at my wedding, and then one of my friends did bangarang in the final moments, and I was like, thank God, because I needed an unexpected hookup.
You need them to feel the romance and have it like...
I need it to like permeate.
Go through the
crowd.
I was
like, just because I'm pregnant and we're in our 30s doesn't mean it's over. You know what I mean? But I really am excited for them. I think all of this is really good. I don't love this romance any less because of the Super Bowl. I think it's fair to have conversations about these behaviors because I don't think it's any different than like a mom observing a behavior and being like, just so you know, I don't like what that friend did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know, like, girl, boy, whatever. Like, as a mother, I have said to, like, I've noticed like conversations with both of my kids, with their friends. If a friend has said something that made them feel like I pinged, I go, I just want you to know, I don't like that this friend said this thing to you.
It's okay to ping.
It's okay to ping.
Yeah.
Like my, I just want you to know, I like.
One ping is something. A bunch of pings is.
Something else.
Who they are.
Yeah. And I'm like, it's okay to ping. It's okay to say like, I didn't like that. That made me feel something. And criticism is going to be, happens when you're the royal couple of the Americas.
Well, all the good stuff about
there's
it
so
that I
much
love.
Good about him.
God, we meant to talk Super Bowl, but now it's all Travis and Taylor. And
well, that's
fine.
What it is. Who cares? What are we going to talk about? Although the kid that ran it into the, oh God, I'm going to say his name wrong.
The last
the
touchdown.
The guy who yeah. ran in their last touchdown.
Yeah.
Mecole Hardman Jr., I think, right?
Oh, okay.
His delight in running in that touchdown.
He said goes,
he blacked out.
Oh my God, I love
and
it
his
so
darling
much. Yeah.
grin and his openness to the conversation is, it felt like we were talking about prom. It's also romantic.
I just need to focus in on what I love about Travis and how from day one, he has had the biggest dick energy where he goes, I went to Taylor's concert.
I know, I loved it.
And I didn't get to see her. I didn't even get backstage, which would be like minimizing and insulting. It could be like he's this big ass, like famous football player and he doesn't get backstage to see somebody because she's like, sorry, I need to work. That he's like, yeah, I wanted to meet her because I got a crush on her. Like he was just honest and open and like it didn't stop because they're together now. They're like, they're kissing.
They're dorky.
They're dorky. They like love on each other. They say stupid
they're
things
so
to each other. They
in
dance.
The beginning.
They sing to each
it's
other.
It's in the beginning.
It's perfect.
She's having a moment. Let's focus on her.
I just want her to enjoy this for as long as it is humanly
possible.
Not
me. I want her to get knocked up.
I want that also. But
I
like,
want a surprise pregnancy.
Oh my God, this, you know,
that's
what?
How I did it, and it was a good time.
Kristen, it's all I think about.
No,
when
it isn't.
I say I'm not parenting enough, it is because it's all I'm thinking about is those guys hooking up. It's,
you know honestly. What I want? Oh God, I want it all. I want it all. I want it to be, I want like a surprise engagement, but I also want them just to go to a courthouse. I want them to do the unexpected, whatever works for them. But I think that like, they're, I really appreciate, and this I think is Travis. I think Travis is okay. He doesn't understand the magnitude of the lens that comes with Taylor Swift.
He's starting
he
to.
He thinks he does, but he doesn't.
He's
he
starting
thinks,
to, yeah.
I think there was a little bit of like naivete that he was like, maybe I'm as big. And then everyone was like, no, you're not.
That's, do you see
and,
Jason,
yeah, Jason
his
was
brother
like, I
goes,
had no idea.
He goes, Shaquille O'Neal came into our suite and said, I'm sorry, I don't want to bother anybody, but I want to meet the legend, Taylor Swift, and
right.
asked for a photo. And he was like, I didn't understand what her world is like
until
that
moment. Yeah.
That Shaquille O'Neal comes in.
So, and everybody is now, like, we can all say it. Like, everybody's now like, she's been top of the mountain. When are we going to see a fall from grace? Like, there's always that little bit of expectation. I do think that that is a thing where everyone's like, well, she's been at the top for a long time, so let's start fucking
no, Kristen,
cutting her down.
No, Kristen, she's a witch.
She's a witch. She's the worst. She takes too much attention. And all she is really embodies is just this opportunity for us to experience a little bit of vicarious love. That's
yeah.
it. And we're grateful for it. And it's lifted us. And it's lifted our girls. And it's lifted our dads. And it's lifted our boys. And it's lifted. And everybody gets to be a part of it. And we're happy that she's not. She could, as you just said, be super private. She could. She has that. She could. But she's letting us in. And I think
yeah,
I'm grateful for
that. Yeah, she doesn't
that.
Have to go down on that field.
She doesn't have to go down that field. She could do what you said. She could
knows.
Have 5 years of privacy during COVID. She could do
Ugh.
It. She has all the money and all the access.
But she's like, we're in love and let's
she's like,
live
let's
it.
Let live it. And we're seeing the missteps and the and Travis is going to grow up and it's going to be really awesome. Whatever it is, it will be awesome.
So what if our hot flash...
Is the guy that ran it into the end zone? Okay, sorry.
No, I want to say it's all the dads that are watching football with their daughters.
Yes.
There are so many. You guys, just go on to TikTok. Go on to Instagram. Yeah,
if you just
want to
cry.
Yeah, if you want to cry. It's like, there's this video I watched today. And
stop,
it's like a, it's like a dad and his brother last year watching the Super Bowl.
And just
and
themselves.
And they won the Super Bowl. And it was the two of them in their basement. And then it's this year. And it is the daughter and like all of the friends like jumping up on the couch. I think the grandma's in there too, jumping up on the couches. It's like whatever brings people together. And here's the takeaway. Love joy. Lean into joy. Like the happiness. Don't look for some weird ass witch conspiracy theory.
Or anger or anything that bad that happened that we all forgive and forget.
Can I read you this meme that fucking made me die laughing?
Yeah.
A televangelist from Arkansas claims Satan is engineering Taylor Swift's marriage to Travis Kelce's so she can give birth to the Antichrist and launch the apocalyptic thousand-year war against Christ. Must she do everything and a world tour?
God bless. Here's what I say to that. If somebody wrote that about me, I'd be like, I am famous.
I am so powerful
like,
right now.
I need that. Like if somebody wrote a conspiracy theory about us, I'd be like, we've made it.
Lean into the good. Oh
lean
my
into
God.
Good, you
All
guys.
This good stuff, you guys.
And although there is a lot of good, we wanted to end this podcast by saying that we know that there was a terrible tragedy at the parade after the Super Bowl win with a shooter and a couple of awesome dads tackled that fucker and took his gun.
It's stupid. It's pointless. We shouldn't have to worry about it.
There were some children that were hurt and a woman lost her life. And we are going to do a podcast about that because we have strong feelings, but we didn't feel like it was the time to honor that conversation right now.
Yeah.
So just know that our hearts go out to anybody in Kansas City that's suffering, and we know that that is scary.
And no, also it's our people. Like we were messaging people to make sure they were okay.
Yeah,
we knew that
we're
they
from
were there.
And our hearts go out to you, but we are going to make sure that when we talk about this, we are ready to talk about it and possibly burn this
burn
fucker
shit down.
Whatever.
I think we podcasted.
Woohoo! Woo!